Okay, so we are taking a little break from our series in James, and this is one of the traditional readings for Mothering Sunday. So today is Mother's Day, or Mothering Sunday as it was originally known, and this is what the church traditionally celebrates during Lent on this Sunday each year. And it was originally a day that people would go back to their mother church, to the church where they were baptized or the church of their family origin. They were said to have gone a-mothering. And this is, of course, a day to be thankful, to celebrate the many mothers within our community and those that play that mothering role in our lives and the lives of others. Some of you will be able to celebrate today in a very physical way with your mum. Others will have brought them in our memories and our hearts. The truth is, we all have a mother. Not all of us can be with them today, either because distance prevents us or for other reasons. Maybe they are no longer with us this side of heaven. Mothering Sunday will, of course, mean different things to each of us today. And as a community, we hold both the celebration and the sorrow of a day like this. Traditionally, on Mothering Sunday, children who were in service were given the day off to return home to be with their families and return, as we've said, to their mother church. And on the way home, they would pick flowers and give them to their mums. And we've already reflected something of this tradition as we've handed out flowers. Thank you so much to Gloria, who organized those. They look and will look beautiful in different people's homes, I'm sure. It's a wonderful way to celebrate the varied and variety of mothering roles in our church family. And so we want to say thank you today to honor them today. If it wasn't for my mum, I would have missed more school buses than I caught. When I was a teenager, I'd often get onto the bus, still putting on my school tie. If it wasn't for my mum, I'm sure I would have been getting onto that bus, still putting my trousers on. So, mum, thank you so much for the gift of your mothering to me. And I'm sure all the people on that bus were very thankful, too, that it was just my tie and not my trousers that I was having to deal with. As we celebrate the gift of motherhood today, given, received, present, absent, we can be thankful together in community. And we are thankful to God who mothers each and every one of us. Each week we pray and will do today our Father in heaven, which is of course a great prayer that Jesus taught us. But the Bible has many images, descriptions and pictures of God as a mother. As we've already said, God is not male. Genesis tells us that God created both male and female in her image. In the image of God, he created them. This is often reflected in the scriptures, but often it is missed. The prophet Isaiah speaks of God carrying us in her arms, that God that knows us each like a mother, that knows us like her own children. Jesus himself said that he longs to gather Jerusalem as a mother hen gathers her young under her wing. Many of us, whether we've been biological mothers or not, will know what it means to have that strong, ferocious heart of compassion and kindness. I remember when I was young, I used to go walking near my step-grandma's house, and there was a lake on this walk. We would take about 20 minutes. It was a beautiful walk up through some woods and around a lake. And there were geese living by this lake. And geese are unpredictable, as many of you know, at the best of times. But one day, when we walked around this lake, we came upon the geese, and one approached us, and it raised its head and made the loudest noise, ferocious noise, I think I've ever heard in my life. We hadn't approached it, we hadn't provoked it, but there she was, suddenly in our faces. And then I saw, as she came close, we were able to see what was behind her. Behind her were a little line of baby geese, her babies. And we were clearly a threat to the life that she now protected. And nothing was going to come between her and her babies. My stepdad is 6'5" tall. And even he said in a rather alarmed voice, "Steve, run for it." And we did. There is nothing in all the world like the protective heart of a mother. And today we also celebrate that God, that is God's heart for us. Jesus was able to know this heart. Jesus was able to know this heart. So whether mums or not, women or men, we can all know what it means to share God's mothering heart. Today in our gospel reading, the traditional one for Mothering Sunday, we see Mary and John, and we read that other women are gathered around the foot of the cross. And so as we approach Good Friday today, we are reminded and we get the opportunity to think about this moment. Jesus will cry out on the cross on Good Friday, "Why has God left him? Why has God forsaken him?" As the weight of the world's sin and brokenness rests on the shoulders of Jesus, heaven seemingly turns its back. And yet in this moment, as Jesus brings Mary and John together as a new family, looking out as Jesus breathes his last is the strong, relentless heart of a mother. As darkness covers the earth, the eyes of a mum and other women are looking on, and they are reflecting the heart of God in that dark moment. We often think that Jesus is abandoned in this moment, but he's not. He is constantly and continually loved, as these women express the heart of God. Even in the dark moment, we see through the courage of Mary and the other women, we see the heart of God looking at Jesus. Because, of course, this is where Lent is headed. It's headed towards Easter, which tells us that we are never abandoned, but we are constantly and continually loved, even in the darkest of moments. So today we give thanks to God for the women and the mums. Today we give thanks for the heart of God expressed through them and with each one of us today.